Welcome to the Resellers Lake Show with your host, Baldy Pal, and co-host, Gary. Featuring tonight's guest, Old School Flip, and his co-host, Jeff. And now, here's your host, Baldy Pal. Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Pretty cool.
Welcome to Baldy Pal picking the Resellers Late Show. I almost forgot my own name there for a second. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Our guests doing good. Are Jimmy and Jeff, Old School Flips, and his buddy Jeff from The Score, that goes on Friday nights at 9:30. I have had a great time watching you guys' show. How are y'all doing tonight, guys?
Doing Jeff? Great. Doing really good, guys.
Excellent. And yeah. Gary, how are you this evening, sir?
I cannot complain. We had a beautiful weather day here. I think the temperature hit 75, 76 or something like that with beautiful sunshine. So what's not to love about that?
Gary, you have the perfect DJ voice. I mean,
that's everybody fun. Tells me. That's what everybody tells. I haven't found a way to monetize it yet.
That's
but I
what
need to.
Nobody ever tells me.
I've got the
this
face
is
for
the
radio
time thing. Of the year in the South where it's cold when you wake up. You have to dress in layers because by the end of the day, you've taken three of them off.
100%.
We got a foot of snow at my house right now, so we don't have
the. Oh, jeez.
What part of the country are you in, Jimmy?
I'm just north of Denver.
Okay.
Like where I live in my neighborhood, like got the most snow out of everybody in the area. Like Jeff, you probably didn't get as much as me.
No,
he literally shoveled over a foot of snow on my front porch this morning.
Jeez. And Jeff, you're near there too, right?
Yeah, I'm just north of Jimmy, maybe 10 miles north of him.
Yeah.
North
yeah.
Of Denver. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say hello to a couple of our guests who have shown up in the chat first off, and then I'm going to break into an interview for you guys. We got Jen, the flipping mom. Appreciate you joining us, ma'am. I've met her over at Instagram. She's following us over here. Nice. We got Boris and Natasha. That's Brian and Natasha, actually. Big winner from the last show of our $20 eBay giveaway. Thank you, sir. Drifter. Thrifters, that's a new name. Good day, all. Thanks for joining us, Drifter Thrifters. That's a new name. I'm wondering what part of the country you're from or what part of the world may you be
saying
from.
Good day. He may be in Australia, maybe.
That's what I'm wondering. SSK promo score. That's Ken.
What's up,
thanks
Ken?
For coming out, buddy. We got Hot Flip Heidi. Thanks for coming out, Heidi. Oh, they're just popping in tonight, y'all. I don't know if I can keep up with the chat. We got Sola Seller. We got Red Dirt Picker. Dan the Answer Man. Y'all know who that is.
Stranger danger.
We got Cali Reseller Lewis. Man, I appreciate everybody coming in and joining us for the chat tonight. Key Lime Kisses. Just met her over at Nana and Victoria's show. I wanted to ask you guys, I know y'all do the score, and I learned from one of y'all's first shows that y'all have a history working together. Is that correct? Can y'all talk about that for a second?
Sure.
Yeah. We worked in customer service together for about a year and a half together for a company that is no longer in business.
Okay.
But yeah, we both did customer service, answering phones and stuff. And it's a good thing that we were both kind of like funny joke around guys, because that job was miserable. But we would just we sat right across from each other. And we would just all day, you know, put the customer on mute and joke around with each other.
Totally know what environment you're talking about. I used to work at the company I work at now. One of my previous jobs was I worked in the IT service center. And that's a bunch of geeks just joking around about anything and everything IT. Talk about the room full of the biggest nerds.
Over here.
I love your background, Jimmy.
You
got a lot of cool stuff too, Jeff.
Thank you. Yeah.
Excellent. So y'all worked together there, and that's where you met, right?
Right.
So you don't work there anymore because the company's now gone under, I guess
it's
you said, right?
Off. Yeah, it's gone.
Did COVID have anything to do with that, or was it just bad business? I don't know.
I was one of the last to go. Bad business mainly, and then COVID was just the final nail in their coffin. And it was just great to get out of there, to be honest with you.
Good deal. Drifter, Thrifter, and Aussie. Thanks for coming out, buddy. I honestly think you may be the first international viewer we've had on the show. Thanks so much, buddy.
Good day, Mike.
Very cool.
Danger.
Oh, we got Adventures with Victoria. I think I skipped over her accidentally. Thanks for joining out, coming out, Victoria. I want to let everybody in the chat know that tonight is a big night. Later in the show, we're going to have a big trivia giveaway for $100. You must be present to win. You must be present to play. But before we get there, we're going to get to know Jimmy and Jeff a little bit better. And we have a lightning round of questions for both of you guys. Okay. So I'm going to start off by asking, you know, just random questions to get to know you better, see how your brain thinks. But we're going to start with Jimmy first. Okay, Jimmy, how do you drink your coffee? Black or with creamer?
I don't drink coffee. Sorry.
You don't drink coffee.
I'm not a fan of coffee.
Jeff, like, how do you drink your coffee?
Cream.
Do you drink anything to get you going in the morning, Jimmy? Bang, energy drink.
I used to do energy drinks, but I stopped. Yeah. I like, you know, I'll drink a Pepsi, but that's bad too. Pepsi right now, if I have anything.
I hear you. All right, Jeff, you're first on the next question. You ready, sir?
I'm ready.
iPhone or Android?
Android.
Android. Jimmy, your next same question. Android.
Yep.
Samsung, yep. Big boy. Yep. We got all Androids in the house tonight. I like that.
Sorry, Dan, the answer man. He's the only iPhone guy on the score show.
It's actually odd to get this many people in the room together and not one of them is an iPhone user. Truly.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
Excellent. So, okay. You ready? The next question.
Who's it for?
Let's go with Jimmy.
All right.
Krispy Kreme donuts or Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh,
a dozen Krispy Kremes.
Do you like when that hot sign comes on and you just kind of have to exit? You just like your car steers itself, right?
Yeah, it's funny because my wife doesn't like them. So it's like me and my two boys, it's like Krispy Kreme. And then she's like, she likes those cake donuts.
No oh, problem. Man.
The only cake donut I do like is the blueberry cake donut.
All right. I'll maybe one day try that.
All right, Jeff.
Oh, Dunkin' all the way. Dunkin'.
I gotta look for a new co-host.
So far, you two are opposites attract, except for the phones. Red Dirt Picker, Android, I'm out. Oh, I'm sorry to see you leave, buddy.
Come on, Brian.
My fault.
Oh, that's funny.
That's excellent. Okay, all right, so... You don't drink coffee, so I can't ask the Starbucks question. We'll move past that one.
I mean, I go to Starbucks once every 3 years.
No, that's okay. I don't ever visit Starbucks.
Well, Starbucks is one of those places you don't necessarily have to even drink coffee. You can just drink, you know, they make what I call the adult coffee-flavored milkshakes.
Yeah, that's what
there.
I
do. Right. There you go. And I'm not saying they're bad. They're good. I get them too.
Oh, they're bad for you. But
they are very bad for you.
Have you ever had anything to eat in that place? Everything is cardboard. I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't digest anything that's to eat there.
When I'm in the airport, maybe sometimes, and that's the only place, but yeah, that's about it.
My family's definitely, when we get the Starbucks gift card from my wife's work, then we're Starbucks people then.
Yeah.
Until then.
Well, we got a couple of Dunkin' coffee lovers over Starbucks in the chat. I got to ask, okay, into the real interview questions, Jimmy.
All right.
When did you start reselling, like the first ever resell you did? When did you start?
2018.
Yeah. That's fairly recent. I didn't honestly realize it was just so recent.
Yeah, the company that me and Jeff both work for. He's over here. This guy right here.
That guy.
Long story short, I was going to quit. I walked in the office, said, I'm quitting. I can't answer phones anymore. I hate phones. And my boss was like, don't quit. Don't leave yet. I have an idea. Our guy that runs eBay just walked out the door. Would you be interested in running eBay for our company? And I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. I'm not answering the phone ever again, though. So they gave me eBay for this company. I ended up kicking butt, like, my first year at that company, I did $1.3 million in sales for them. eBay alone.
For somebody else.
Yeah, for somebody else. But they sent me to Vegas for the eBay Open to learn more. And when I went there, I realized everybody at the eBay Open was a reseller. I didn't know what a reseller was.
Mm-hmm.
But I met nothing but resellers while I was there.
Yeah.
So my 4 days in Vegas, I got back, and it was in July of it, 2018. As soon as I got back, I opened up my store and started selling part-time.
It's like they showed you the light.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's so a shining beam from heaven came down.
Because when I started on my own, I already knew eBay inside and out. Like, I had already been doing it for a company and a crappy – selling crappy product that broke all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I kind of had an advantage.
It's kind of funny that they went under because they kind of trained you how to go away and do your own thing and do better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't last as long as Jeff. I ended up walking out on them because of disagreements on – the fact that I was making so much money and they didn't take care of me the way they should have.
But you know, I think you know there's sort of some truth to the idea that you know you never know what doors will lead to other opportunities, and it may look like one of those things that just you know, okay, I'm not speaking for you. I mean, this could happen to anybody, but you know, you're given this sort of thing, and then you're thinking, okay, I'm going to Vegas to learn how to sell more on eBay, and then all of a sudden. Boom, it opens up for you, and it's a door you never thought that you'd get to walk through. So I think that that's really cool. That's a really inspiring story. Well, actually.
I'll even go one further. Like, I walked into that door to quit. I walked into my boss's door.
Right.
I was putting in my notice.
Yeah.
And I walked through that door, and I ended up learning eBay instead, and now look at where I'm at. Yeah.
Yeah. It literally was, I mean, literally a new open door for you.
Yep, exactly.
Excellent. Yeah. Do y'all know Diana Dinkin by chance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's my fiance.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Nice.
Appreciate you coming out, supporting everybody, especially you, Jeff. The mystery flipper is here. Thank you, sir. I really like that icon, by the way. Jeff, what is your story? When did you get started reselling?
My story? I was born. No.
That's okay. Go ahead.
He's going to do the Goonies version when Chunk tells his life story.
Well, my as far as my reselling career, it's very short, shorter than Jimmy's, but it started at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of got me thinking when his phone would be going off with the, you know, cha-ching. Yeah. We're at work and we're just slaving away. And I go, hey, what'd you sell? And he's like, yeah, I just made $50. I just made $200. I'm like, dude, what are you selling? So he got me going to thrift stores. And I went into a thrift store and my very first flip, let me get my finger in the right place. My very first flip was a 99-cent Sony Walkman. 99 cents. And I flipped it for $24.95.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, whoa, this isn't, you know, this isn't bad. And then I just kind of, I didn't really do anything after that sale. It was like, yeah, it's cool, but I still have my job and, you know, I'm still working at that company. But I really got hot for this, 2.5 months ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you can see in the back here, I acquired quite a few things.
Yeah, you're starting a collection there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think I made like 58 sales and some pretty good flips.
Yep. Nice. For only 2 months in, you sound like you're already addicted. Is that right?
I am.
Jen the Flipping Mom has a good question. I think that's who's the longest eBay reseller of you four? And this is her 12th year. I'm going to, Gary, you've got us all beat.
I think it's me. Yeah, I think it's me. A better part of about 10 years.
Wow.
A little bit longer. I was definitely selling before I got married, so actually longer than that. So it's probably about 15 years total. I remember, you know, Adam, you know, even when we knew each other, when we first met each other working together, I was actually selling stuff on the side, and I was actually taking one of the ideas I had back then. This tells you how young I was in this. I would take stuff on consignment from coworkers. I'd say, hey, if you have stuff that you want me to sell for you, I'll take it on consignment and I'll take a percentage out of it. And then I found out that it wasn't nearly as profitable as me just going picking the stuff myself. You know, why am I wasting my time getting 30% of $50 when I can just go make the $50?
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Right. That's about 15 years, I reckon.
Wow.
Wow.
And Gary got me started about 7-ish years ago.
Something like that. Yeah.
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 And
lunch.
it's all just been a lunchtime game, right? For us. Well, you know, for me mostly. Go ahead, tell the story, Gary.
Yeah, basically, you know, we worked in the same building, and so we would take lunch breaks together. And one time we were going on lunch, and I want to say, if I recall correctly, I had to stop by the post office and mail off some packages. That was number one. And then I said, well, let's go to Goodwill, because Goodwill was right beside where we were going to go eat lunch. And I said, let me show you something, you know, so follow me, young Jedi. And, you know, took him into the Goodwill, and I said, you see this. I can sell this for this much, and this much, and see. And this is before they started jacking the prices of a lot of stuff. So I remember when Columbia PFG shirts were really hot, you know, I could find, you know, them for about $3 a piece. And I said, I can flip these in 3 days for $35 a piece. Here's five of them on the rack. I'm going to buy all five. And so it sort of showed him that kind of game to it. And I created a monster, as you can tell.
Yeah, I haven't. So. It's crazy, crazy. I moved from clothes to electronics.
Yes.
Drifters, 2.5 months. I've got the thrift store bags here, and I haven't looked in them from 3 months ago. That's the good start of a good death pile. Some call it a money pile. Some call it a death pile. You'll learn. You're only 2.5 months in. You'll learn the lingo. Oh. Sonia Como, are you all full-time resellers? Jimmy?
Well, she knows I am. That's my wife. She knows.
Oh, okay. Hey, Sonia.
I've been full-time for about a Man, it'll be 2 years and is it 2 years this month? It is. It's 2 years this month. I've been a full-time reseller. Yep.
There you go. Jeff, are you doing this full-time too?
Well, yeah, pretty much, along with any other little projects I can pick up, like mechanic work and stuff like that, cars, kind of keeping myself afloat, keeping the bills paid. But I want to get this up to the point where, you know, it's sustaining and it's decent money. So I can just concentrate on this 100%.
Yeah. Well, I am part-time. I have a 9-to-5, work for an insurance company in the IT department. And Gary, he's also part-time. Mm-hmm. We work for the same company, different departments. So we've been buddies for, actually, we just did the math the other day, about 12 years.
Yeah, if not even just a little bit longer. I don't know. Did we do the math right? Because I've got a golf trophy.
Around the time my son was born, and my son's 12 years old.
No, we were talking about it was your daughter that was 15. And I said, I remember when she was born.
It was 15 then.
It's been 15 years. Yeah, that's the math we did on that. Yeah.
Jimmy, Jeff, I've lost track of time here. Did y'all know each other before the job y'all had together?
No, not at all.
No, we met at the job.
Yeah. So how long's that been now? 4 years?
Yeah, something like. What do you think, Jimmy? About 4? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Right around 4 years.
You came in 18. I think I started there in 17.
I started. Yeah. Yeah. You started. Yep. I started early 18. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I get Drifter Thrifter. I think was making a joke that they got bags that they haven't looked at for 3 months, and Jeff's only been doing this for 2.5 months.
Yeah.
But that's kind of our dynamic. That's part of the dynamic to our show, and that's what we went with. You know, Jeff's new. We wanted to kind of go with, you know, watch him kind of learn. You know, I'm helping him, and I'm kind of a little bit mentor, if you will, him and showing him the ropes on eBay. And and we're going along with him learning eBay as we go. And he has a lot of questions. Diana, his fiance, has a lot of questions too. So it really helps the show, and you know, with the great questions, and gives us stuff to talk about.
I think that's great that you have Jeff, that you have Jimmy to help you and walk you through as you're going, learning this, the way it goes, you know. I can honestly say that had it not been for Gary, I would have made several stumbles along the way and many more mistakes than I did.
And likewise, Adam and I bounce stuff off each other. You know, he's shown me the light on a lot of stuff as well. You know, he's the one that keeps me now informed about store openings, different ways of packaging things. like different brands, you know, to stay away from. He told me today he's moving more toward electronics. And I said, you know, I've actually been considering that because I'm trying to move away from clothing as much and try to get into a little bit more hard goods. So he definitely, we lean on each other a lot.
Yeah, right. We definitely do. And we got a couple of Dolphins non-fans in the crowd, unfortunately.
Uh-oh.
I think Jimmy said something, too, about that.
We'll be Patriots soon. Just wait. Just you wait. But have I considered professional help? I found alcohol soothes me on Sundays most times. It's very difficult being a Dolphins fan.
Excellent.
Die hard.
A couple of new faces have shown up in the crowd. Let's see. We got Marie. Thanks for coming by, Marie. I'd put Gary's Dixie Overland YouTube channel in the chat below. Jen's Closet Gems. Thanks for stopping by, Jen. Appreciate that so much. We got Heidi, Hot Flip Heidi. She, I lost the conversation, Heidi. I'm not sure what the reference there for 49 is. I'm not going to say your age because I'm not rude like that. Dan the Answer Man, where are Adam and Gary located? I am in Columbus, Georgia. And Gary is in Salem, Alabama.
Yes, the great state of Alabama. That's right.
Yeah. Mystery Flipper, any of you guys was – okay, let me start over. Hey, Body Pal, for any of you guys, was it worth the jump to full-time? I'm close to making the jump myself. Just like to hear it from someone else. So, okay, take it first, Jeff. If you had – you didn't work that job anymore and you had the choice, get another job or resell – how did you make that option? Like, how did you make that decision?
I was kind of halfway forced into it. You know, it's kind of just had to be that way. Mm-hmm. But I do not want to go to another job ever in my life. I'm good at doing things myself. I'm very conscientious. I'm on time with everything. I keep everybody happy as much as I can. So this is great for me. I'm a self-starter. I really like doing this. I don't want to get up and go to a job anymore.
Yeah.
Personally. I mean, I'll be 60 this year and I've worked my life through and I'm just tired, you know. I want to work for myself, set my own schedule.
Right.
Jimmy, so, you had the choice, right, to get another job at a 9-to-5 or go full-time reseller. How did you weigh your options?
I just made the decision to go full time. As a part time reseller, I was a part time reseller for about 7 months, and I made my goal 100% was to go full time. The second I realized what it was and how it worked, I wanted to do this. So I saved every single dime I made as a part time reseller to build a capital up so I can, you know, build a foundation so I can go full time. So I did that. I built up to a certain dollar amount that I said, and it just happened. I had a pretty big disagreement with my boss's boss with the company that we worked for. And I decided after that disagreement and the way he talked to me, I was like, I'm done. And the one of the biggest motivating factors was my boss, who wanted me to stay. As I was leaving, said, "You're making a huge professional mistake."
That
is stuck in my head because, you know, he was a really nice boss. I liked my boss a lot, but his boss I couldn't handle.
Yeah. Anyway,
so long story short, man, I that stuck in my head, and I'm making double what I was as a customer service rep.
Yeah, I hear you.
You made the right move, Jimmy.
Yeah. I hate to hear that story. Back in my 9-to-5, I have a team that I manage, and I feel like that the boss can make or break a job for somebody, you know? So it's in my personality to make sure that they're there knowing that they're appreciated to do the job that they're doing. And that, in my opinion, it keeps them encouraged to continue to do a good job. So I hate to hear that. I do. But you landed on your feet. And we walked through a brand new door, and it looks like you're doing even better, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, the moral of the story is, yes, it was a great decision. It's not for everybody. I sit around all the time. I put in more hours. Put in more hours. Is all of it work? No. Is some of it fun? Yes. But I do put in more hours a day doing this. Like, between YouTube and eBay than I did working, but I'd say 75% of it I enjoy. So
yeah. It's also challenge good accepted. Probably to not have to report to somebody. Like this is kind of like, you know, like if I ever decide to pull the trigger on doing it full time, and I think most people out there know, are you going to be good at doing it full time? Do you have the work ethic? Do you have the dedication? So are true. You the type of person who can treat this like a job, where you schedule yourself out, where you budget yourself out? Can you do that on a regular basis? And I think you either know or you don't know, or maybe it's a skill you have to build, and maybe you could explore that later. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the one thing for me is always the idea of I think personally I could work for myself so much better than I could anybody else, because I'm pretty good at being my own boss. You know, I can hold myself accountable to things. Yep. But, you know, I think that's if there's any motivator, you know, they're still waking up early and they're still, you know, filling out tax forms and all these other things that aren't the glamorous parts of it. But at the end of the day, I say to myself, well, I'm sitting here and do I really enjoy what I do? You know, for what I make, how much is my time worth? You know, so yeah, I think that it's an inspirational story again. You know, making that leap. You know, I have a feeling. You know, I just have this feeling that a few of my friends that do this probably aren't far away from making that leap themselves.
Yeah.
I just remembered that one of the parts of your show, The Score. Which everybody listening in the chat, if you haven't gone and subscribed to Old School Flips, his link to his YouTube channel should be below in the description. His show tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, right?
Yeah.
Called Score. And one of the funniest parts I remember seeing one time was when you did a little googly eye overlay on Jeff.
Yeah.
So it inspired me. Uh-oh. And Gary, oh, get ready.
What's coming?
That's for Gary. Gary, move your head around a little bit. There you go.
I like it. Right. Really good look. I wish I had that much hair.
I wear that.
So, there you go, man.
It's like Bob Ross. I'm just saying.
You have to be the thumbnail for this show. I love it, dude. Good job,
I was going to pat
Thanks
my
for playing along.
Feel what it was like again.
Come on, you can't leave us out, Adam. You got to have one for us now.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that took some work to get it lined up.
Yeah, I'm
good.
Yeah,
that was good.
I'm going to have to I'm going to borrow that, Jimmy. I'm going to make a couple of overlays for my different guests that come on the show. And that was awesome, dude. That was a great thing you did. Just playing and editing with your video.
Yep.
That was just really cool. Let's see. We got a couple of questions here. I had a question for you guys. If you had to do it all over again, what would you have done differently? So Jeff, you're only a few months in. That might be a difficult question for you. So Jimmy, if you had to do it all over again and start over from the beginning with reselling, what have you learned along the way that you would have done differently?
Other than starting sooner, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. I wish I would have known about this a lot sooner. You know, it's just so weird that I didn't even know this world existed and this was a thing. I don't know. I mean, it's
tough question.
Maybe going full time sooner now, seeing how it went. I think I would have went full time sooner. Like it was scary to make the decision, but being able to source every single day and list all day and the amount of that sales went up. I know one, it's a secret. I mean, everybody knows about it. I would say the number one,
you don't have to let secrets out.
No, it's not secrets. I'm just the number one thing for sure. It's a debated topic, but I would have promoted my listings sooner. Promoted listings, to me, the numbers and the analytics are a no-brainer, and it changed my sales tremendously. So that's number one. I mean, I can't even, you know, I don't even want to go into the conversation if people promote or not. Just for me, definitely 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I would have started promoting from day one.
I have to admit that I didn't promote this year, 2021. I selected all, changed the promotion to just 1%. Mm-hmm. And I think it did make a difference because it's like I've been cha-chinging all the time, all day long. Last year, my monthly average, not considering Christmas because I didn't do the math after December, but last year my monthly average was $1,300 doing this part-time. The first 2 months already, I'm over a monthly average of
$2,000.
Yeah. So, I mean, I really do think that at least even the 1% promotion has made a big deal in my sales. I'm going to do a video on it in the future, but I had a conversation with Tommy Bernhard. They have a show, Tommy and Tracy show, and he helped show me how to change a global shipping setting that basically shares my shipping discount with my buyers. And I've been buying a lot of heavy electronics recently. And after that change, just last weekend, I think it was Sunday afternoon, I was just, my electronics were only selling to like Georgia and Florida area because it's really close, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just in the past 5 days, I've made sales to Illinois, Louisiana, I think Colorado. You're in Colorado. Yep. So it's things like that make a huge change. And I'm very appreciative of Tommy sharing that information with me so that I could learn. It opened the door to a whole new shipping world, right?
Yeah.
So I agree with the promotion now. The proof is in the pudding. If you haven't done it, try it. Yeah. Give it 2 or 3 months.
That's what's great about eBay. You can do little test runs here and there and see what works for you. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Gary, do you have anything you would have done differently when you started?
I would have gone harder at it 15 years ago. I mean, I guess we say wish we had started sooner, but I did start a lot sooner. The problem is that, again, for me, I was trying to find whatever my niche was with it when the whole time, you know, the thrift stores had it. And again, it was before they really jacked the prices. And it was also before really this whole idea of, you know, people are sharing this sort of thing on YouTube and there's, you know, this community out there. If there was a community, it was a smaller one. I'll say that. And so, you know, I think that when we go to the thrift stores, we see a bunch of the regulars, right? And, you know, you kind of do that little, that reseller head nod, you know, and all that. It's like, what's up, man? You know, I know you, you know me, you know, we know why we're here, right? And so, right, exactly. It's like, this is my rack. You know, I'm doing that. Have you checked this rack? Is anything good on it? You know, so I think that there was more for the picking back then. And honestly, I kind of wonder, had I done it more intensely back then, what I could have built by now. You know, you know, the conversation of going full time would have happened years ago. Yeah. So that's my only regret, really, is not giving it more intensity early.
Tell me, I'm going to tell this little story about my daughter. She's going to kill me, so I hope she doesn't watch this. she just got her learner's permit, and for some reason, it clicked in her brain that now she's going to need money. I don't know why. She's always needed. She's had no problem coming to me for money, so I don't know why she's decided she needs money now. But I turned to her and I said, what's wrong with Mercari? You know, just throw some stuff up on Mercari. Yep. And the story led to, you have to have the right personality to drive yourself. Back to what Gary was saying, if you don't have the right personality to drive yourself to be self-employed, mm-hmm. then it could fail you. Mm-hmm. And some people appreciate more to have a boss to walk them through the next thing they're supposed to do, right? Process A to process B. But I think it's all in your personality. Let's answer this question real quick from Jen, and then I got another one for you. I hope I don't forget it. But Jen asks, do y'all charge shipping or do free shipping? Jeff, you take that first.
I basically charge shipping.
Mm-hmm. Is there a method to your madness?
Say again?
A method to your madness?
Yeah, you might say that. Yeah, I'm not sure there's a cure for it, but I basically charge shipping. I've played both ways for a long time there. I was doing free shipping and then, you know, building it into the price. But I've gone back to charging shipping on just about everything on my site.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, what about you? Do you do one all free or charge for all or a mixture? What do you do?
I do flat rate shipping on 99%. There's a couple things if it's going to go first class and it's an expensive item, I'll do free shipping.
Yeah.
But everything else is I do flat rate. That was my way of avoiding what you talked about with Tommy, where I had an idea of what it costs to ship everywhere anyways. Once I learned that, just by shipping so much stuff, mm-hmm. I just switched to flat rate for a one flat rate where no matter where it goes. Mm-hmm. The main reason I switched, though, was it's a mental thing for me and for my buyers. I felt like I had to help them understand how you can't offer me $7 on something I have listed at $18 because mm-hmm. I keep offers open and I still have to pay for the shipping on that. Mm-hmm. And it felt like I would add the shipping and I would still get that $7 offer, but now at least the shipping is covered. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when I got offers in, it just made it easier for me. Like I didn't have to do the math. Oh, what's this going to cost me to ship? Blah, blah, blah. Like when I got the offer in, I knew shipping's covered. Now I just have to think about that offer and do I want to take that much for that item? It helped me, but I'm telling you, I feel like it helped my buyers, help them understand that if you can't ship something that weighs over a pound for $7, you know, you're offering me less than it's going to cost to ship.
Right. Right.
In my eyes, I was helping my buyers as well. Mm-hmm. So that's why I went to flat rate, and I used to do free across the board. I had no difference whatsoever. I saw no change in sales at all. It stayed the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. I personally do free on most clothing or items that are less than a pound.
Yeah,
that are first class.
Clothing that seems pretty important.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's another $3 to $5. Yeah. But I feel like as far as I think I'm slowly getting out of the clothing business, by the way, anyway, but as far as clothing is concerned, it's an extra $5 on a shirt that's 20. I'm not going to get more than 20, no matter how you look at it. It's either going to be 15 plus five in shipping
yeah.
or 20 free shipping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just went with 20 free shipping because I feel like the free would incline them to buy it. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on it, Gary?
I still offer free shipping across the board because I always do the thing, well, I'll just bake it into the price. The thing, though, that I've noticed, especially over the last few years, is that the cost of shipping continues to rise, and it continues to rise, and it continues to rise. I actually shipped something out the other day. It was a pair of shorts, and I guess these shorts actually weighed quite a bit. I was surprised by it. They weighed over a pound, and I was like, oh, wow. So this pair of shorts I just sold for $25. Now I'm going to be stuck with $7 shipping on it.
Yeah.
I paid $5 for them. I'm not making anything on this, you know? So I'm really considering going back to charging very similar to what, what you were talking about earlier is, you know, doing a flat rate, you know, to where that's at least baked into where I have some control over that. And I get lowball offers too. I'm sure everybody out there gets lowball offers, you know, where people just don't understand that, you know, yeah, you're offering me $7. It's going to cost me that to ship. You know, I may as well give it to you for free. Come by my house and pick it up. It's all the same. So that's kind of where I am at with it. I'm kind of at a crossroads, I'll say. So I think I'm going to go to more of a flat rate. And I did that in the past. And I don't know if the game changed over a little bit to where, you know, in the past, charging shipping was almost seen as being non-competitive. Excuse me. And so in order to stay competitive, you had to offer free shipping and just maybe inch your price up a little bit.
Yeah.
But now I think it's maybe reversing a little bit more because of the rising shipping costs.
Yeah.
We've had a few new faces show up in the crowd. I didn't say hello to Dragon Value Home. Christopher, thanks for showing up tonight, buddy. Appreciate that. And I saw that Cameron from Gravity Goods is now here with us. Thanks for hanging out, buddy. Both names that I recognize and appreciate y'all coming out to join us tonight. I think I've got everybody else so far. Jimmy, we had just a small conversation on one of your through comments on one of your videos the other day. I wanted to go into, if you don't mind, and that was around how you track your basically your pricing model. Not your pricing model, but how much you paid. And I had stated that I, even if I buy a bulk of items from, say, a yard sale or an estate sale, and I paid $80. I'll count those items, divide 80 by the number of items, and then have a price I can track each item for on my spreadsheet, because I track the individual sales. That may be because I'm part-time that I can, that I feel it's necessary to do it that way. But you had a different structure. Can you talk about yours?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm to the point, I have 1,036 listings. I also have probably 600 things on my floor that are to be listed. That's by plan. I jokingly call it a death pile, but I have to keep that inventory flowing in. I have to have a death pile, or I'm worrying when I don't. So I'm to the point now, it's money in, money out. I have a bank account that's a business account, and I am very, like, you have to be disciplined about it. That account is only business transactions. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else. If I pull cash from it, that's for sourcing. That cash, I know I keep it in a separate part of my wallet. That's for buying, sourcing, and that's it. So everything goes to that account. I can track. I now track how much I've spent. I'm able to see how much I've spent every month.
All right.
And then I can track how much, now that I'm on managed payments, I used to drop it from PayPal. Now I'm on managed payments every week. I take weekly payouts, and every week money's put into there from eBay, and I can just look at those two numbers, and I can see, I mean, it's, again, it's
definitely a much simplistic,
and that's all method. You need for taxes. It's just a grander, you know, I don't even have to keep a spreadsheet because it's all right there in my, you know, my bank statements. I just look at my bank account, my business account statement. I can see how much is going in, and I can see how much I'm taking out. And I, you know, I've been working on my tax numbers this year, and I can see, I mean, let's just, you know,
yeah,
1 to 5, you know, if I'm taking out 1,000, 5,000 going in, that's about where I'm at.
I can totally appreciate that. You are on a much higher scale than me. Yeah. And I don't think there's any wrong way to do it. Right, you just have your own way of doing it and got to cover yourself. I mean, the tax thing is what really comes into it show the paperwork, basically the trail, right?
Yeah. I hate when you leave comments on, like, you know, you can't hear someone's tone. Like, I, you know, we just, it's a different way. We kind of disagree on how we do that. We do it a different way.
Oh yeah.
But I was there when I was part-time. I had spreadsheets, and I kept them. I just found I can't spend that much time on, you know, breaking it down like that. And you know, you have to, at some point, you have to tell yourself you're good at this.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing, guys. Like, you have to say, you know what? You are good at sourcing. You're good at finding stuff. You know what to look for. You are good at this. You don't have to look at every single sale. You know, when you bought, you know, I found out on that lot of Build-A-Bears, one of them was a giveaway, whatever though. I don't care. That's actually why I didn't go a lot into that deal, because I ended up giving away one of those Build-A-Bears in a giveaway. So I'm not even going to make that much money on that buy. But yeah, it's just one of those things where, like, I know I'm good at sourcing. I know that I'm finding good stuff. I don't need to worry about every little sale now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I have a bit of an analytical background, and I keep a category for each item too.
Yeah.
And I look at the end of the year, and I see which category did I do best in. And sometimes it's even the items that I've sold the least number of products, but they were bigger amounts. So then, like, that's kind of why I'm venturing towards electronics, because last year I made just as much in the last 3 months in electronics that I did all year in clothing.
Right.
So I'm kind of venturing towards electronics because it's less work, less number of items that I have to source and pick up, but I'm still getting the same output. Right.
Right.
Got some new names in the crowd. I saw Josh come in. There he is. Josh showed up. Thanks, buddy, for showing up. And I saw, where is he? Flippy McFlipperson. There he is. Thanks for hanging out with us, buddy.
That's what I use. I keep a GoDaddy bookkeeping also.
Where'd it go?
Just to make sure to kind of, you know, I lean on it. And in case anything ever happens, I'll have that information there too.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important to have some type of paper trail, and that's really what's important. However you keep up with it is up to you, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Cool. Good deal. Good deal.
I'm learning that myself right now. I'm just getting my feet wet, so I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do it. But
what are you doing right now? I mean, I know you're getting your feet wet, but what are you trying right now?
It's kind of hodgepodge, but I've listened to Jimmy and I've opened a new account. It's just a business account. Mm-hmm. And everything that I do for eBay, you know, buying, sell, everything goes into that account.
Yep.
And kind of just keeping the track of the receipts, you know, and marking things off. And I'm sure as I get bigger, I'll have to do a better system. But as for right now, I'm just kind of
I keep receipts for big purchases, but you know, it's hard to keep receipts when you're at yard sales. Like, you know, for
yeah, some, yeah. I haven't figured that out.
Yeah, I just keep. That's why I keep track of my bank account. Any cash I take out of that account, I know went towards sourcing. So.
Yeah. So you do, even if you go to a yard sale or an estate sale, you have some type of paper trail? No?
Just my bank account.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I enough. Can see ATM withdrawal for $100. I know that $100 went to that part of my wallet, and that $100 was only spent on inventory.
Right. Good deal. Excellent. I believe, gentlemen, that we've got a nice crowd, and we want to entertain them with a game. Would everybody like to join to play a game? It's Woo-hoo! Called the checkout game, and I think y'all might like this. Let's do it. All right, everybody in the chat, this game is called the checkout game. It is for our panel of guests. It is for Gary, Jeff, and Jimmy. But stay, because there is a big game coming for you guys, a trivia game where you could win $100 cash.
Say what?
Actually, it's going to be like a PayPal transfer, but still, that's just as good as cash.
That's right. That's right.
But we'll get into that later. So you must be present to win, or at least have the opportunity to win. This game that we're going to play tonight, gentlemen, is called the checkout game. No, I'm sorry. I played the wrong. It's called take two. I got to go back. I'm going to do it. I'm going to play the take two. I got an intro for everything. My bad. Got a little off track there. So the name of the game is take two. I'm going to show 8 items to the panel, and I'm covered up the price that they sold for. The panel has to decide of the 8 items, which 2 do they want to pick that adds up closest to $55, and the one who gets closest wins. Okay? Does that sound like a fun game, everybody? Y'all ready to get started? Get your pen out and a piece of paper. And whatever it is you want to. You know you're a reseller
when this is your pen and piece of paper.
All right. Here we go. So I'm going to go through the 8 items first. And you guys write down what you think these items sold for. Because at the end, we'll do a round robin and you get to choose. Now, watch the chat. Chat, you have the opportunity to help them. If you could type the item and the price you think it's going for to help them out. Kind of like that ask a friend they used to do and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So let's get started. The first item is a Nintendo NES Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt game with the zapper gun. It is just the game and the gun. Okay. Says it's in very good condition, but it's used. Don't worry about the shipping. We're not going to take that into consideration with the price. So if you have any guesses in the chat, let the crowd know. It's Red Dirt Picker. What do you say? 8 items. Holy crap. Adam, are you serious? Yeah, I'm serious. I am always serious. All right. The next item is a set of 3, a lot of 3, Pokemon cards, Pokemon original set, $19.99 booster pack. Now, Gary, you told me one time, what does WOTC stand for? World of Trading Cards? Is that it?
A Wizards of the Coast.
Is that it?
What it stands for. I believe that's what it is.
Samsonite. I was way off.
Yeah, I think that's it, because I think they did Magic the Gathering.
Simpsons. Well. Yeah. All right. So this is a lot of 3 Pokemon cards, original set from 1999. It looks like they're still sealed. Let's see. Red Dirt Picker says the gun 2450. Y'all pay attention to the chat. They're going to help you out. The third item is a lot of Lego Duplo Legos, 117 pieces, plus a storage bucket to go with it. Excellent used condition. All right. I was reading the chat. The next item, it's a Wolfgang Puck Bistro Collection 8-inch omelet pan. 18 to 10 stainless steel. I will admit, I do not know pans well enough to know what the 18 to 10 part means. Do you know what that means? Does anybody know what that means? I don't know what that means as far as the pan is concerned. So, Wolfgang Puck Bistro Collection 8-inch omelet pan.
Is that the outer diameter to the inner diameter? I don't know. And that's just a
total guess. It might be like the composition of the steel, 18%, 10%. You know, I don't know. Something like
okay.
that.
Okay. I'll take it. Jeff, you won that question.
All right.
All right. The next item is a vintage little Playmate by Igloo, cooler in red, made in the USA. And I looked in the description to help you with the pricing. The inner dimensions is 7 inches by 10 inches. So this is going to be one of the, to me, that sounds like a smaller six pack cooler. With those dimensions, I don't think you could fit much more than a six pack in there. All right. The next item is a vintage aqua blue Hemingray. 40 glass insulator. Now, I've heard these insulators can be money. Now, I don't know the difference in color, but I've heard they could be money. This is a vintage aqua blue Hemingray 40 glass insulator. The next item is a 1999 Topps baseball complete set. 1999 Topps baseball cards complete set.
1999.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next item and the last item, Playmates Vintage Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles action figure, Michelangelo from 1988. Now, it has the British pounds here, but it also has the U.S. dollars, you know, approximate U.S. dollars. We'll go with that when we reveal the price. But this is the Playmates Vintage Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles action figure. I need to go back to the Topps baseball cards and make sure y'all read this. I did not read this part, so let's start over here. You might need to change your price. It is pick 25 cards. 1999 Topps baseball cards, pick 25 cards, okay? Not the box, pick 25 cards from the set.
So did Michelangelo have his nunchucks? Did I see that?
It has nunchucks. It does have nunchucks.
All right.
So
well, can I see what three was again? I forgot what three was. And I didn't even write a price down. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No yeah, problem. It is a lot of Lego Duplo pieces, 117 pieces with the storage bucket.
All right.
All right. Everybody got their prices. Anybody see anything else?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go into the choosing and the picking. Y'all look at your prices that you wrote down. See if you need to change anything. We're going to go back over here to the comments and see if anybody's going to help you out with some information here. We've got starting here. We got the Pokemon packs are money.
Yeah.
18 for the Wolfgang Puck pan. 18, 10. Dan, the answer man. Why? I should have asked him first. Yep. 18 to 10 means 18% chromium and 10% nickel.
I told you.
Yep. There you go, nailed Jeff. I knew Jeff, that. The new answer man.
I just want to make sure Dan got his moment in the spotlight.
Gravity, bonus points for Jeff for knowing the makeup of the pan. Red Dirt Picker said $20 for that pan. 19 for the cooler, according to Josh. 32 for the pan, according to Diana.
Hmm.
20 for the cooler. That's close to Josh's guess. 25 for the cooler. 15 for the cooler. It's all over the place for the cooler, y'all. Is that a 12-ounce six-pack or 18-ounce? asking for a friend. Whatever you can fit. Tell your friend whatever they can fit in, they can have. 170 tops. Okay, that must be... I'm not sure what that's for. $8 on the insulator. I'm just skipping down to the bottom here. $40 for the cards. I think that's for the whole... It may have been for his guests for the whole pack. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 60. Whoa. 16 to 18 for the turtle. Okay, are y'all ready to make some guesses? All right, we're going to do the round robin. We're going to go Jimmy, Jeff, Gary, and then go back down Gary, Jeff, Jimmy. Once an item is chosen, it cannot be chosen by somebody else. It can only be chosen once. So, Jimmy, what is your first guess?
I get to – do I have to just pick one that I want?
Yeah, just pick one. Just one.
I want the Mario game and the
black. Just one? Yeah. Okay. You were going to say the Mario game and the zapper?
Yeah, the zapper.
All right. So that's taken. Jeff, what's your first guess?
No, he took two. He took the zapper and
– No, it just happens to be one item, one choice.
Yeah, I picked number one, Jeff.
Oh, you picked the gun? Okay, I was going to do that. Yeah. I'm going to go the cooler.
All right. Jeff wants the cooler. Gary, what's your first choice?
Give me the pan by Wolfgang Puck.
All right, Gary.
So, I have that pan. So, and it does make all fantastically.
Uh-oh. I did not know that. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
All right. So going back down the path, Gary, what is your second choice?
My second choice is going to be the Duplo blocks.
The Duplo blocks. Okay. Jeff, what is your second choice?
I'm going to go the Topps baseball cards.
Okay. And Jimmy, your final choice.
By default, it has to be Dang It.
It's tough, huh?
I'm going to go with Michelangelo.
All right. Jimmy gets Michelangelo. All right. So the next part of this game is I'm going to first show you the prices of the items you did not choose. And the Pokemon Lot of Three cards was $3.25 for all three of the cards.
Wow, that's crazy.
Is that a surprise? Wow.
I had hundreds written down for my person.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay, yeah. The insulator. Nobody chose the insulator, and that was $22.
Man, I just didn't know what it was. I should have went with that.
There you go. And those are the only two pieces that nobody chose. So what we're gonna do now is we're gonna reveal Jimmy's first choice, which was the zapper gun. And that was a price of $35.95.
Hoorah.
So already you're really making headway towards that $55 total price. Jeff's first choice was the Igloo cooler. And that was $14.99. All right. Gary, your first choice was the pan. And that was $24.97, right there, close to the middle.
Just a little bit below halfway.
All right, good start, Jeff. I hope you got a good one for your second choice. You need to make up some room here.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and go. Let's reveal Jimmy's second choice. And his was the Michelangelo figure. And it was $23.95.
Yeah, that's pretty
close. Is it like where if I go over, like on
price? It's okay. Going over is fine. It's just the closest. Jeff, your second item was the Topps baseball card set of 25 for $2.50.
Man, baseball cards are just.
And Gary, your last choice was the box of Duplo Legos.
Can be close.
For $9.99.
Jeez.
And the big winner with only a difference of $4.95 is Jimmy. Good, good job, buddy.
You notice I picked toy and video game, though.
That's
Jimmy rocks.
I will say, though.
Jimmy does rock. Good job, Jimmy.
We're not worthy. Congrats. Did
you sell that video game, or is that just one you looked up?
Oh, these are not my items. These are items that I found on eBay recently sold.
Nice.
Yeah. So, Josh, score!
Score!
Very good use of that word. Excellent, excellent. Way to go, Jimmy. Congratulations on winning the game.
Look, they just told me that's an old telephone line, and here on my paper says number 6, no idea.
No idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, old telephone line insulators. They came in, I know they came in different colors, but I don't know what all the different color options are.
I've actually got a clear one. I thought
that thing was going to be like $150. I mean, those things are can be worth a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see them in antique stores all the time. Especially down here. I don't know.
Lines.
It's like that out west. But.
Mm-hmm.
Ken said he was playing along and he was only $2.99 off. Ken, you got to tell me I don't have it up anymore. What two items did you pick? I'm very curious to see what two items it would have taken to get just $2 off. All right. I think it's time to give everybody in the chat the what they've been waiting for, and that is the $100 trivia giveaway. All right, here's how it's going to work. I have built in light of old school flips, he inspired me in this trivia, and the name of the trivia game is Old School. So we're going back to the old school. It's the old school giveaway, and it's made up of 26 trivia questions having to do with movies, music, and TV, just to keep it in that category, early 2000s and the 90s. I think there may have been one or two questions in there that are kind of older, but most of them are from the 90s and the early 2000s. That's my old school, too. That's when I went to high school. If anybody in their chat is young enough to have never lived in the 90s, sorry. You might need to do a quick Google.
You missed some really good times, too. I actually feel sorry for you there.
If you didn't live in the 90s, it's time to check your blood pressure, and if you have any medication.
So here's what you're going to need to do, guys, in the chat. I have a link that I'm going to put in the chat. And you need to click this link to log in to the quiz. Please log in with your screen name that matches your YouTube name so that we can keep track of the players and who's participating in YouTube. And that's also how I'm going to verify who you are for the winnings. So go ahead and log in. We got people already bouncing in here. I'll share the screen.
I think I hear my wife scrambling to maybe find a computer so she can log in.
All right. There we go. Now, this is going to be completely up to you playing the game. The trivia game is built on time. The faster you answer the question, the more points you get. And clearly, the more right answers, the more points you get. I'm also pretty sure that the more you get in a row, right answers in a row, back to back to back, the more points you get. You get like bonuses and stuff like that. So, yeah, Jimmy, what's up, man?
Can I play even if I don't want to win, but can I just play?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to. I just think it sounds
cool. I didn't think about that, to be honest with you.
If I win, I'll second runner up to that.
We're going to watch the people, what do you call it, Gary, the board, the leaderboard?
Yeah, and yeah. We get to watch
so we're going to see who's taking the lead, Jimmy, mm-hmm. and the people in the chat who are participating, okay? Y'all go ahead. I know there's not going to be much talk going on in the comments at this point in time, but this is for $100 cash. I will send it over to you via PayPal. Now, there was conversation, and you can do whatever you want to with this money that you win, but the reason why I'm giving this away is because last week, a buddy at work gave me a brand new, in-the-box Nintendo Wii console.
Crazy.
For free.
Yeah.
And I offered him money. He's a good guy. He wouldn't take it. He said, No, I just want somebody to have it. I know you're going to sell it on eBay. Just do whatever it is you want to do with it. Whatever you sell it for, you can have it. So in my way of kind of paying it forward, I'm taking the $100 that he turned down, and I'm going to send it over to one of you guys playing this trivia game and nice. To the winner. And so there was discussion previously in another chat where you could potentially take this money, and if you have a live, maybe you could use it, add to it, and just keep it going in a rotation and just add to it a little bit and just keep the money flowing and paid forward. But you can do whatever you want to with it. The intent is I want to share this winnings with someone, with one of y'all.
Keep so, your game face on, peeps. It's about to go down.
So, I'm going to give you 30 more seconds, everybody. The clicks over here of people logging in have slowed down, but I want to give you 30 more seconds to log in. If you're having trouble, shout out in the chat so that I don't start it and you're having a problem. Because, I mean, I can help you through the technical difficulties a little bit. Doesn't look like anybody's having trouble, but we got a couple of competitive people in the chat here.
Oh, I may or may not be in there. Again, if I win, I'll slow myself down if I'm winning, which I don't think I'm going to win anyway.
Okay. Cameron, I'm putting it out there in the universe. I'm winning so that I can pass the Benjamin on. Let's do it. You got to win. You got to know this trivia. All right. So we have 16 participants, 26 currently watching the show. I've given you plenty of time. Y'all ready to begin? Let's see how this goes. So we're going to watch the leaderboard as it goes, and we can talk through it. I'll even share some of the questions, but don't share your answers because the questions and the answers are shuffled so that it's in different order for all participants.
I'll definitely be
Shopaholic, what did I miss? You got in just in time. If you want to play this game, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to log in. Here's the link again. Uh-oh. Paste. If you don't want to participate, go ahead and say no, go ahead, so that I don't wait and you're not going to do it. Jimmy, why are you laughing? He's winning. That's what Cameron said.
I'm laughing at Key Lime Kisses. I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts.
I saw that.
Oh, it skipped on me. I missed that one. Oh, here it is. I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts when I ain't sharing. Are you going to share the Dunkin' Donuts? I mean, I could totally use a blueberry cake donut. That's about the only one I like at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, the blueberry put Shop of Holly in there so we know, so they know it's you.
Do I put my name in? Put Shopaholly Inc. so that we know it's you, okay? Oh, she just joined in as Holly Brown.
All right.
Close enough.
Close enough. You're the only Holly. All right. Here we go. Start.
Ooh.
All right. So, Jimmy, don't talk about the questions. I'm going to, let's see, mute this. Let's change this theme a little bit. There we go. That's prettier. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's look at the questions real quick. I'm just going to read the questions, but don't say any answers, okay, guys? Just think in your head. We got questions in here about Harry Potter and who the author is and what the J in his name stands for, his or her name. The band, who played the music for Get Lucky? You know, you got Marvel in here talking about Iron Man and Jarvis. What type of fish is Nemo and his dad? Lots of different questions that I just pulled from. What year did Harry Potter movie release? What rapper's life story was portrayed in this movie? Things of that nature. I show pictures and you have to guess who the band is. I show another picture. You have to guess who the artist or the actor is. So it's just a really good mixture of trivia from the 90s and early 2000s. In order to do that old school genre, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at the leaderboard. Oh, why am I not surprised? Dan, the answer man, is currently in the lead. Woo-hoo, he has a streak of 8, but he just lost his streak, but he's still in the lead. Now we got Mrs. Flips in the second place, 7 answers in a row. We have Matt, who has shown up to play. Flip finds him fun. He's coming up quick. Oh, Mrs. Flips and Dan the Answer Man are swapping first and second place. Let's go down to the bottom and see what's happening at the bottom. Urban Fossicker, I don't see you in the chat. Are you still in here, Urban Fossicker?
I think I saw him in the chat earlier. He's another person, believe it or not, from Australia.
There we go. Do we two Aussies need in the chat YouTube tonight. Open as well as the link? No, you can just watch the link. That okay? He logged in twice. He's right there. He logged in a no. Yeah. Do you need YouTube open as well as the link? You don't. You can do just the game and then come back to the YouTube show. We're just gonna walk through the leaderboard. She's gotten started. I think I'm guessing. They've gotten started. How about that? The one at the bottom is a second one. We won't worry about that. She's not playing under that name anymore. All right, back up to the top. Who's taking the lead? Mrs. Flips is taking the lead. Four in a row. Then you got Cameron at Gravity Goods. We got Matt, third place.
Drifter.
And the answer man coming back up to third. Street. Who's got the longest question streak on the board right now? We got 9 and 9. And that's it. So... Oh, Flips finds fun. 10 in a row. That's got to be Josh. Doing great, guys. Man, y'all are moving fast, too. Flips finds fun. 11 in a row. He's making his way up to the top. Mrs. Flips, Brittany, with 8 in a row and currently sitting in first place with 18,480, with the next one only at 15,000. And that is a huge lead, 3,000-point difference. Dan, the answer man, he's slowly dropping on the leaderboard. So right now we got Mrs. Flips still in first place. Flips finds and funds Josh.
Look at
and
that.
Cameron.
Look at that question streak though. 14 in a row.
15 in a 15 row now.
In a row.
Absolutely awesome. Wow. And then
this is a two-horse race.
20,300 versus 19,280. They have seriously gotten neck and neck. Cameron at Gravity Goods is at 18,300.
17 in a row. He's killing it.
17 in a row.
Josh knows his 90s, man. I guess he knows his 90s.
He does know his 90s. He must have lived through every single one of those years in high school. It's about the only way you would know these answers to these trivia questions, I guess. All right. Old School Flips is in here. He's pulling up into fifth place. Jimmy. Cameron's in third currently with 19,190. It looks like he has completed his test.
Lost his win streak.
Mrs. Flips in second, 21,060 points. Josh, Flips Finds Funds, took over Mrs. Flips with 22,190. The points are starting to slow down. People are starting to end the test.
There's still a chance for the bottom. Just depends.
There's a couple
on
at
how
the
they
bottom. Still have a way to come up to the top. We got Urban Fossicker with 13,630 and about maybe a couple of questions left. I don't know for sure, but she's probably got 5 or 6 questions left. And then you got Ashley, who's completed with 14,260. Huge jump. Did you see that? Huge jump with 11 straight.
11.
Oh, and they lost the streak. Okay. So... that Urban Fossicker is pretty much the only one left who could potentially climb to the top. Adventures with Victoria is still in the game. She hasn't finished all of her questions, but I'm afraid I don't think a right answer will get her enough points, and it did not. Urban Fossicker still climbing with just 1 or 2 questions left. Currently 17,310, and that's the end. That is it. She has finished. We have a 75% accuracy, and at first view it looks like Flips Finds Fun is in first place with 22,190 points on the Old School Trivia game. I'm gonna look at the scoreboard tallies one more time just to make sure I haven't missed anything. Guys, I think we need to call it. It looks like Josh has taken the cake and the $100 on this trivia game. Congratulations, Josh.
All right,
good
Josh.
Job. That was a hot streak. 17 in a row.
Wow.
Crazy. Oh, that was a
demand
fun game,
recount.
Jimmy, what'd you think about the questions?
I thought they were good. I mean, I had a couple that I had trouble with. I had one that I don't know how to know Dawson's Creek, dang it. Love that show. I don't want to wait.
That's out in song. Woo, woo, woo.
That's all I know from that song.
Boy, mind. That's an old memory. Dawson's Creek. Wow.
Yeah, man.
Mm. Yeah.
I pulled some old school stuff out, you know? I just had to get my – I enjoyed that quiz because that was – I went to high school all through the 90s. I graduated in 99. So that was pretty much my time period in my college years too. All right, Josh. Congratulations, buddy.
Oh, Josh.
We'll work through Instagram. I'll get your PayPal account, and I'll get the cash over to you sometime tomorrow. All right, my friend?
Yeah, I agree with the year's movie came out. That was where I struggled the most. I was off by 1 year on two of them.
Yeah, which two? Harry Potter and what else?
Harry Potter and then wasn't there a Lord of the Rings one?
Yeah.
Was it?
Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah. Something like that.
My wife got caught up on what does the J stand for in J.K. Rawlings?
I got that one right, and I guessed.
That was Joanne.
Joanne? Yeah.
Yeah. That could have been a guy or a girl. I didn't know. I've only watched the movies. I've never read the book.
I've never seen a movie. I've never seen any of those movies.
Gravity Goods. Cameron said he knew the Nemo stuff, so he's a Disney fan.
Yeah, Nemo was a clownfish. Cool. Yep.
Nemo was a clownfish. Seemed like late 90s, early 2000s, class of 95 here. Okay. I think that's probably about right. A few slipped in there a little bit younger. I think there was a New Kids on the Block reference. The Fonz was in there somewhere. So I hope y'all had a good time. I enjoyed that. Josh, I hope you do whatever you want to with this cash. It's yours. Tomorrow we'll get in touch. Guys, I want to end on a note of plugging your channels or plugging your Instagrams or whatever it is our viewers can find, where they can find you. Jeff, are you on Instagram, sir?
I am. I'm not really
active or anything.
Yeah, not yet, but I am up there.
Well, we can still, you know, we'll get people to
appreciate
follow
it.
You. Show me.
Yeah, appreciate that.
What's the Instagram? Is it Mile High Treasure Hunter?
Yeah,
Jeff?
It should be Mile High Treasure Hunter. I haven't posted really anything.
Okay.
So, yeah, but be looking for it.
Okay, I'll take a look and I'll add it a link in the in the description below.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, I've added your YouTube channel. Is there anything else you want to leave the guests?
Yeah, I do a lot of fun stuff on Instagram. It's Old School Flips on Instagram, same as the channel name, YouTube channel name. Yeah, I like to make little. I like to do the reels on there, like when I'm at the thrift store, show what I found.
Yeah,
what I bought it for, and what I think it'll sell for. So I do stuff like that. Instagram's fun, and yeah, just the lot. You know, I do pre-recorded twice a week, and then I have a live show on Friday with Jeff and Dan the Answer Man. We have a fun little trivia that Dan puts together. So it's not as interactive as this. It's just kind of a fun little, you know, Dan puts together some trivia and we just kind of guess it.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun. Dan came in 7th place. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if she's just trying to rub it in or something. I don't know. But 7th place. Fast was important. Score above, he had less right. Okay, so yeah, had to answer him quickly. I do honestly, sincerely appreciate everybody coming out to the show tonight. I want to make an important announcement. Gary and I are losing a little bit of sleep doing the show this late. So we're going to move our show to Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and it's going to become a weekly show. So every Wednesday at Body Pal Picking, that's bodypal.com. You'll find the Resellers Not So Late Show on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. starting next week, where our guest is going to be Mr. Flippy McFlipperson, who has agreed to be our guest. I'm looking for a second guest just so we can have a full panel, but right now, Flippy, you're the man. All right, everybody. I really appreciate y'all coming out. Gary, thank you, man. Thanks for playing the game. Thanks for letting them win, right? Thanks for letting Jimmy win.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Anytime, Jimmy. Anytime.
I appreciate it.
I really do appreciate y'all coming on the show, guys. I look forward to your show tomorrow night.
Hey, Adam, if I can.
Go for it, Gary.
I can plug my YouTube and Instagram right now. In the name Dixie Overland, if you go to YouTube and look up Dixie Overland, if you go to Instagram and look up Dixie Overland, it is the basically the page where my wife and I showcase our adventures and the build that we're doing on our 2020 Jeep Gladiator. And one of the things that I highlighted on there is how I use eBay money to help achieve this. So, you know, if you need any more inspiration on how to do it, or, you know, just want to see more of me, then you can go out there.
The cigar and the whiskey.
Hey, is there any better combination? Like, if you honestly, I mean, you can have fun with all three of those.
Absolutely. Sorry about that, Gary, but I'm glad you jumped in and did that. I am enjoying your tailgate talk, by the way. Very, very
appreciate that. Appreciate that. I try.
All right, everybody. Y'all have a great evening. Thanks so much for coming out. Y'all stay safe and have fun picking out there.
Thank you. You too. All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Later, guys.
Bye-bye.